Now, we continue on the Jimmy Z Hibachi Hotline with Wayne White, the analyst for North Myrtle Beach on the radio. Wayne, the final 13 points scored by the North Myrtle Beach Chiefs. How were they able to get it done?
I'll tell you, after coming out again in the first quarter, it was kind of like the Georgetown game on Tuesday night. Looked great the first quarter. Second quarter was all Wilson. Third quarter, neither team could score. And fourth quarter, North Myrtle really came out and had there were quite a few momentum swings early, but North Myrtle Beach took the last few swings there. We had a blocked punt that we recovered deep in their end, and had a 2-point conversion, had an interception return for a touchdown that actually ended up that was the go ahead score. So fourth quarter was just a kind of a myriad of all three phases of the game coming together for us.
Now, the Chiefs did have to play on Tuesday, and they dropped one to Georgetown. And they are the only team, believe it or not, tonight, Wayne, that played on Tuesday in the Grandstand that was able to win tonight on Friday. Did you have any interaction with Coach Harden or get a chance to see him in practice and figure out why, perhaps, of all of those teams, they were the one that was able to bounce back?
Well, I really think after the loss to Georgetown, I mean, we came out in that game and we took a 10-7 lead, and we really looked good in the first quarter, and just kind of seemed like somebody flipped a switch. I mean, we went from really looking good in the first quarter to I think we had five dropped passes, one of those for a sure touchdown, another one that may have been for a touchdown. We have five holding calls against us in the second half. One of those called back like a carried class, like 50-yard run against Georgetown. We just seemed like every time we would take any steps forward, it was at least one more than that or more back. So that game just things just didn't go well after the first quarter, but these last 2 days, Coach was really focused in on cutting down on the mistakes, don't make the stupid mistakes that make your good plays negative ones. And we still made some, as he told him after the game, we still made some dumb mistakes, a lot of those in the second, third quarters. But in the end, I mean, the guys really came together in the fourth quarter. And, you know, I think we're slowly, hopefully proving to ourselves that, you know, we are a good team, and we can be better, a lot better if we quit making the mistakes that take away from everything positive that we do.
He is Wayne White, analyst for North Myrtle Beach on the radio. The Chiefs take down Wilson 30-17 tonight. And Wayne, taking a look at the region as a whole, Myrtle Beach seems like the light has really turned on for them, and they're sitting pretty with a 3-0. And Georgetown and North Myrtle are at 2-1. After seeing a couple of games, trying to get a feel for the way this region is playing out, How do you think North Myrtle's position is right now? I mean, in terms of what their goals are for this season.
I like where we are right now. Of course, Myrtle Beach earlier in the season, and this is I've seen this a couple of times last year, and then again this year, and I've said it a few times when Mickey Wilson led teams. If you want to get Myrtle Beach, get them early. Get them early in the schedule, and we always play them at the last game. Earlier this year, things weren't clicking, didn't look like they had any wide receivers. Now it looks like, some of the wide receivers are getting a little bit of experience behind them. Of course, they're riding Brandon Sinclair, and, of course, if I had a stallion like that, I'd ride him too. And, so Myrtle Beach is looking better. We're looking better. I mean, carried class tonight. He gets 102 yards, and it's his fifth 100-yard game as a sophomore. Just a tough-nosed kid. I mean, when you look at Wilson, Wilson's like they're an eye candy team. I mean, they're ones when they get off the bus, they've got athletes and they're big, and our guys, I mean, our two running backs, Carrick Class and Daquan Montgomery. Daquan, he went for 87 tonight. He had three touchdowns. We've got those smaller running backs, but they like to take hits and they like to hit. And That's one of the things that Coach said in our postgame show, is that he likes smaller running backs like we've got, because when they take hits and they give hits the way that they do, it really pumps up the rest of the team. And I think as this season's gone along and these younger guys for us start to play better and better, and I think it's going to be real interesting down the stretch here. I mean, we've got St. James next week, and then Myrtle Beach in the last regular season game at home. So, you know, we've got it there in our hands. We've just got to put two wins together here.
Yeah, Wayne, it is interesting. The few times I've taken a look at your team on the field this year, the winged helmets, a lot of pitches using the field horizontally, small, fast running backs. I mean, it does look a little like what works out there in Oregon, for sure.
Yeah, and then you got, we've got a junior quarterback with Ronnie Bass, and you know, we're not throwing the ball as much, maybe not as accurate like, you know, tonight, and I can't really say it wasn't accurate. I mean, he was 9 of 18 tonight, and he had, we probably had another 3 or 4 drops tonight. So, you know, that's something. I mean, we've got some things to work on. The receivers, we got to work on holding on to the ball when it is delivered, when it's catchable. And, you know, the offensive line, I think that's probably the one spot for us that I can say has really grown and continues to grow. Coach has made some moves up front. That group continues to grow together. And as they get better, that's when we keep seeing, you know, Carrick Class, Daquan Montgomery. We keep talking about them because obviously they're stats and numbers that you can put
for sure
to your running backs and quarterbacks. But, you know, every game that offensive line has just gotten better and better and better.
He is Wayne White, giving us the story of North Myrtle Beach's 30-17 win at home over Wilson. Wayne, we really appreciate it, man. Have a good weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. You too.
All right. Continuing now on the Jimmy Z Hibachi Hotline, it is Ashley Smith, the voice of the Conway Tigers. Conway, once again tonight, dominant 45-6 at Socastee. Ashley, good night to be a Tiger, my man.
It is. It was a good night. Socastee came out right to start with. And the first quarter, like Howard was saying, it was 6-0. But you can still tell it was Conway looked a little bigger, more athletic, and they played well tonight. And no injury, so that was big.
Yeah, it just every time, and we've had this conversation before, but you watch them, there's so much talent out there. You just say, how are they 2-9 last year? But I know some talented sophomores stepped up. Peyton Derrick made some nice improvements over the offseason, clearly. But it is remarkable how many weapons Conway has in that football field. I know I say it every week that I see them, but I felt the same way again tonight.
They do. And, again, I don't want everybody to drink the Kool-Aid just yet, because Conway's beaten some teams with losing records. So, you know, it really starts right now with South Florence, Sumter, and Carolina Forest. So, you know, tonight was good. It's over. Put it to bed and get ready to go to work next week.
Absolutely. And in terms of, I know you're not on the coaching staff, but viewing a win like tonight of 45-6 over Socastee, you know, as you mentioned, nobody got hurt, which was nice. But you do wonder, well, Ashley, I mean, just watching that game, did you take away anything interesting other than the physical dominance of Conway? What were some things you picked up on?
Well, the one thing I'll say about Andrew, there was one little hairy moment in the third quarter. Brian Edwards went to make a block on the Shear kid, and he went down and went down hard and was down for a little bit. So you're holding your breath. And I like to talk about that. You had the games with Lois and those guys that had 2 games in 1 week.
Yep.
And I take on that is that it's very hypocritical, because it hurts Conway in a sense, because you have the 8-quarter rule. And the 8-quarter rule by the South Carolina High School League says you can't play more than 8 quarters in a game in a week. So now you got 2 games. And it, like I say, it's very hypocritical, because it causes injuries because you don't have subs. And, you know, I heard you and Ian talking about it.
Right.
It's kind of, you know, it's hypocritical by the high school league, because you can do it for varsity, but you can't do it for JV. It needs to be uniform. And Jody Jenrette hit the nail on the head. You know, you got to think for these kids' sake and not just for dollars.
Yeah, it is odd that they allowed varsity teams to play twice in this week after clamping down on the 8-quarter rule. And Coach Jenrette, who won tonight because his nephew got a 2-point conversion in overtime, 22-20 over Waccamaw, he beat a team tonight that had to play on Tuesday, and he even said, even though he benefited from that, he said, hey, this isn't right. This never should have happened. He wishes that everyone immediately just would have pushed their entire – not played that one Friday and pushed their schedule back. And that just the degree to which there has been chaos in high school football in the state over the past week and a half, just I don't want to say it surprises me, but you go ahead and you push the playoffs back a week, but you don't tell teams until Tuesday at, what, 5 p.m. when games are about to kick off. It just it's crazy. And, you know, Coach Jenneret said that he himself lobbied for no teams to play that Friday, and I just wish people would listen to him.
Oh, yeah, well, there's more teams that don't make the playoffs than do make the playoffs. So you're actually hurting the ones that are not going to make the playoffs by playing the two or three games. You got Georgetown losing the game that they should have won. And everybody that played Florida, you know, that hurts their season by going, you know, you're playing twice in 72 hours. And for a kid, especially, let's say, a linebacker or a quarterback, you're getting hit like that. I mean, you talk about the concussion, you talk about whatever. But, you know, it's tough, and, you know, you don't ever want to see that happen.
No, and I don't know that Georgetown, I mean, I guess we'll find out next week when both teams have a full week to prepare. Georgetown's going up to Myrtle Beach, but if ever there were a year that Myrtle Beach was going to have issues winning Region 7-3A right now, it seemed like that Georgetown team was going to be tough enough to be considered a challenger, and that, you know, no disrespect right now to Georgetown or North Myrtle Beach, but it looked like Georgetown had a shot after beating North Myrtle Beach on Tuesday. And now they pick up again a loss today over against a Lake City team that they probably beat if both teams are fully fresh and rested. So unfortunate for them. But Ashley, you mentioned for Conway the schedule does pick up from here. In terms of Conway accomplishing its goals, what are some aspects of the game that you're keeping an eye on?
Well, you know, the region championship has been in our grasp. We got a good chance to do it. Staying healthy is the big thing. Conway is not very deep. We do have a lot of young players, but at quarterback, we did have DeAndre Huggins come in to replace Peyton Derrick and actually scored a touchdown. But it's hard to get those subs in because, like tonight, Alan actually didn't talk about it, but the clock was running, it wasn't running. So you're trying to, you know, had a continuous clock, you're trying to get subs in there, but then you have somebody throwing the ball, and, you know, you want to end the game, but it gets to be a little hairy at that point. But Conway, if they stay healthy, I think the sky's the limit. You'll find out a lot more next week when we play South Florence at homecoming. That's with a big win over Carolina Forest. That's going to be a huge game in Region 6-4A.
Absolutely. He is Ashley Smith, voice of the Conway Tigers. They absolutely bury Socasty tonight 45-6. But as Ashley has been stressing, the schedule does get a little more difficult. Coming up next week, they are hosting South Florence, who beat a pretty solid Carolina Forest team tonight at home. So, Ashley, as always, man, we appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, thanks a lot.